Episode 19, we're back after a week off, dude. I figured we had to record episode 19 on Kobe Day, right? 8:24.
We had to. Kobe Day. It was the other day.
Yeah, and now a happy belated, the Mamba. What's one of your favorite Kobe moments, bro? Dude, there's so many.
There's too many. I think one of my favorites has to be, obviously I know the retirement game is a huge one.
Yeah.
Kobe to Shaq, the alley-oop, man. To Shaq, the alley-oop.
Still gives me goosebumps.
Back down the court, Shaq pointing, running down the court.
Dude, that's when they loved each other, right? They probably still hate each other, but
that was before the rap songs and Shaq doing karaoke at the nightclub, telling Kobe to eat his ass.
Yeah, my retirement game, but then the one where he was going off against the Warriors and then tore his Achilles and then hits the both free throws, or the Matt Barnes thrown into his face, no flinch.
It's Mamba mentality, man.
There's too many, bro.
Get off the ground and make your free throws.
I still can't believe. I mean, love you, Kobe. Kobe Day. But Kobe. Let's start off where we always start off. Let's our boys in blue, man.
Boys in blue.
Winning streak came to an end, but
it's all right. It's all right. Every streak has to come to an end.
It was an impressive winning streak, but then again, who'd we beat, dude? Pirates and Mets. I mean,
yeah, the Mets. The Mets are who we thought they were. The Mets are the Red Sox, dude. There's a bunch of teams, dude. The wheels are falling off, and this is what I said. I said this back when we started this podcast back in May. Wait till mid to late August. You're gonna see who the real players are in this league, dude.
Man, you know, the Mets, Yankees are 10 in a row now.
And we knew that. We knew the Yankees were going to be on strong. We knew the Red Sox were going to crumble. We knew the Braves were going to be there. Now the Braves were how many games back a couple weeks ago?
Remember when Acuna got hurt, I was like, but then they made the trade for Jock. I mean, he hasn't made a huge difference, but dude, they won, 10 in a row now? They just lost their run. But still, I know Braves,
how many back were they? They were in third place for almost the whole season behind the Mets and the Phillies. And the wheels came off.
Like I said, after All-Star break, dude, August to start, dude. Everyone,
and the fact that we are getting stronger now, I knew it, dude. I called this. I'm calling it right now. Dodgers will win the West. The West. We're 2.5 back of San
Francisco.
They
keep winning though. Those bastards keep.
It's okay. Man. I know. It's all right. It's all right, man. Because you know what? We've seen this before. We've seen sometimes teams like this that have this amazing regular season get into the postseason and it just falls apart.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Seattle Mariners, who are actually in the hunt. The Seattle Mariners are in the hunt. Have you seen that?
Dude, they're in the hunt, bro. Dude, they keep having a bunch of walk-off wins. Going back to Dodgers, so Mookie's back Thursday. This goes back to two episodes where the odd man out is definitely Bellinger. He's batting eighth now. So
he's batting eighth because I think that's what he's – what is he? He's batting 180. So maybe that's why he's eighth when he gets to 190.
So a great question came up. The ideal outfield is left field Pollock, center field Taylor, and right field Mookie, right?
Hands down.
Yeah. And then keep the infield the same.
I love what I'm seeing from Trey Turner already. Dude. He had his first dinger the other night.
Scherzer, that's who you get, but Turner, baby. Let's go, bro. Love this guy.
Do you realize he could be in the front running for the NL MVP right now? He's batting like 330 or something, 325. And he's got 19 he's got 20 home runs yet? Is he at 20 home runs?
Dude, he's getting close. And also, I heard a thing, I think Kornheiser brought up. He's like, Scherzer could still win the NL Cy Young if he goes like 4-0 with us to close it out.
He could.
I mean, I want Bueller. Of course, let's go Bueller.
I think Bueller is just solid right now. Bueller is untouchable right now. Knock on wood. I hope I didn't jinx it. But Bueller is just on fire right now. Dude. We got the Padres tonight. I am not worried whatsoever. The Padres are 13 back.
Dude, so
Talk about frauds.
2 months ago, we were like, dude, these series are – well, they're still must-watch because the both teams hate each other. But it's like, dude, how many Dodger fans are going to be there this whole series? I bet you all the San Diego fans, they gave up. They definitely gave up.
They gave up. They threw in the towel already. You're 13 back. It's not good. It's not looking good for them. But you know what? These games are still – the rivalry is still strong.
Yeah.
I think the rivalry is still amazing.
For sure.
It's just so funny how the Padres, man, you have all these pieces and I don't know what happened. Injuries.
I know everyone's had injuries, their pitchers. And then, you know, what really, thank God, because, thank God they didn't get Scherzer. Remember it was first It was first breaking news, and we're like, dude, you got to be kidding me, bro. And they almost got Gallo too. Thank God they didn't get either of those guys.
Would Scherzer have helped them right now?
Well, yeah, with their starting pitching is banged up. So
they got so many guys that are just underperforming, not producing right now. I mean, you know what the Padres issue is right now? They got like six Cody Bellingers on their starting roster right now. That's their issue. They got six Cody Bellingers. Luckily, we have enough guys that we can hide Cody Bellinger. Yeah. They don't have guys that they can hide these dudes in the lineup.
I think after they swept us, they've lost 23 of 26.
It is something really bad. It is something really horrific.
And I don't care. Who cares? Thank God, right?
They're about to be 14 back tonight after we beat them.
I guess who we have against Urias. Scherzer.
Urias doesn't lose in San Diego. He doesn't lose down there.
Doesn't. No way, bro. I mean, but the
more troubling is. I mean, it's not. I don't want to jump the gun here. I don't want to jump the gun, but I think we win the West. I think we avoid the one game playoff.
Which, if it is the one game, we'll play the Reds. We could beat the Reds, but I know what you. No one wants to play one game because anyone.
Nobody wants to play one game. No, and here's the best part. If everything, there's still some time left. There's still some.
Oh
there's
yeah, still a month and a half still left. A lot. Yep.
I'm thinking, we face the Braves. We let the wild card face the Brewers. And then I still stand by my call that I think we get to the World Series. After that, I don't know. After that, it depends on who we play. But I like the way it's shaping up. None of these teams in the NL right now scare me.
No way. With our rotation and with Mookie coming back, hopefully he holds up. Dude, come on.
You know,
none
of these teams worry me right now.
Except for the freaking Giants.
I'm not going there. They don't, you know what? I don't know. I think they'll have their day. We're only 2.5 back right now. It was five. Remember, you kept on saying like a broken record.
Oh yeah. They keep losing. Yeah. And then they finally played a good team and struggle against the A's a little bit. So
exactly. And we have to play them still another series, I think.
So we play Padres, Rockies. So
Atlanta,
and then Giants. So this week, let's get some wins. Next week, we'll see how it goes, right?
And that's why, you know what? I think these games right now are must win. I think we need to sweep the Padres.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm not worried about the Rockies, but
it's in Coors.
No, it's here. It's here.
Okay.
We don't necessarily always play well in Coors, but it's here. It's in LA. It's here. Right. But then obviously that stretch, I think it is. It's not a great stretch. We go Atlanta, San Fran, St. Louis, San Diego again, and then we get a little reprise with the Diamondbacks. But then we got Cincinnati in Cincinnati. So okay. I mean, we have a month worth of not.
Okay.
A tough stretch. So
we're on the road against St. Louis. I mean, St. Louis and Giants, right?
Correct.
Oh shit, we never went in St. Louis. Fucking guess.
We go at San Fran, then it's at St. Louis, back home against San Diego.
Okay.
So you know that Brave series. I'm looking at the schedule here. That Brave series is going to be very, very
a lot of intense, baseball I left. Think. A lot of baseball left. Kershaw threw a bullpen. Simulation today, so that's always
tons of baseball left.
I'm loving the bullpen. Can we go back? I mean, I know we ride or die with Kenley, we love him, but are you dude? What do we think?
Kenley gets in the game, dude. Every time Kenley
they're
gets
not
in
gonna
the game,
make a change, me. Right? They're not gonna make a change, right? They're not, but it's gonna bite us in the I don't know.
We gotta think positive, man. We gotta think positive. I feel the same sentiment, dude. I feel the same exact way. I get scared. I'm worried it's gonna bite us, but we just gotta be positive, man. Kenley, get it out of your system now. Get all these blown saves out of your system now, because come October, we know Dave Roberts is gonna put him in. We know Roberts is gonna stick with him,
which is fine. Which is fine.
Oh God.
You know what he's been doing lately? He's been giving up the leadoff guy, and you're like, oh great, here we go again. But then strikes out the side after that. So at least he's still getting saved. But it's
like, because here's what's gonna happen. You know what's gonna happen. We just know it. We gotta think positive. We're gonna be at Robinson's. He's gonna come into the game. He's gonna give up the tie and run. We're all just gonna be dejected.
Edgar's gonna be texting us.
Edgar's gonna be texting us. Oh, I can just picture it right now, but you know what? We gotta think positive and just, you know, maybe this is the year Kenley figures it out in October.
Yeah.
I don't know. don't know.
Okay. Well,
we can do is wait. You got to play the game.
All we can do is wait. Game. I'm loving what I'm seeing. Let's get on another winning streak. It's like sad to come to an end, but it's like you said, we'll just start a new one.
Yeah. We'll start a new one, and this is crunch time. This is when it matters. These series that are coming
Do not give Padres any hope that they're going to turn the season around. Let's go. Let's sweep these guys. And come on.
I think you sweep the Padres right now. You put them 16 games back, and that's the final nail in the coffin. Oh, yeah. The Padres are done.
I think Vasse was on 570 today. He said there's some issues in the clubhouse going on, too. So I think they either.
I don't doubt it. You're all this hype and you're 13 back. I'd be annoyed too. I guarantee. And you got Manny Machado in there. Come on, that guy's.
They say it's not him. They say it's between like Hosmer and my. I don't know because they were involved in the trade with Gallo. They thought they were going to be traded and then it didn't go through. So you know how that is for veterans. They're getting traded and then they end up staying.
Yeah.
Either way,
the weird thing is this just goes to show you because I'm looking at the standings right now. The weird thing is how good. The West is because you got the Dodgers in the first wild card spot. They're 2.5 back of San Fran, but they're 9.5 up on the wild card.
On Reds, right?
Yeah. And here's the crazy thing. Padres, 13 games back in the West, one game out of the wild card.
Hey, it's a great division. Hell of a division.
Dude, both Wests. I mean, let's jump over to the AL West real quick. You got the Houston. The Mariners are still alive. Oakland is 1.5 games out of the wild card. I think they're 2.5 or 3.5 out of the West.
Oakland's gonna be there, man. I know. One of those teams will make it. Well, either or Yankees, but or Rays. But no one from the Central, like we said, dude. Frauds, right? No. Well, it's only going to be White Sox. It's only going to be
frauds. And honestly. Right now, Boston is holding on to the other wild card spot by the skin of their teeth. I'm calling it. Boston does not make the playoffs. I think the A's get in.
Their pitching won't hold up. Yeah, Red Sox pitching just will not hold up.
And, dude, at this point, I'm kind of rooting for the Mariners. Watch out for the Mariners, man.
Is Ken Griffey walking through that door, dude?
No, but at this point, anybody but the Astros. I'll take the Texas Rangers right now over the Astros in that division, as long as the Astros don't get in. I just want the Astros to fail.
Rangers, what happened to them? Oh, speaking of AL Centre, congrats to Miggy, bro. 500.
Miggy. Freaking love the club, Miggy.
I've always loved that guy. You too?
I've always loved him too. And you see, what's crazy is that he is, I think he's, what they say, amazing stat, incredible stat. He is now the third player to lead two different teams in home runs in history for the history of that team.
Gosh.
So he still has the record for most home runs in
Marlins,
Florida. And now he has it in Detroit.
Legend. And he's also on the 3,000 hit list.
Yeah.
He's won the Triple Crown.
He might be the last Triple Crown winner, dude. I don't know if somebody's going to win the Triple Crown anytime soon. I don't see it. The way that they rest guys, I don't see it.
I heard some. Do you think he's underrated? I was listening to some show and I was like, damn, they're right. I think he is. Why does no one really give him a lot of love? I mean, they're giving him love now.
He's got a ring too, doesn't he? Yeah. Does he have two?
I think he won with Verlander as well in Detroit. Does he have two or one? I know he won in Florida.
Detroit never won. He won in Florida. He
beat the Yanks. Detroit never. Okay.
They went to the World Series, and I want to say they lost to the Phillies or the Cardinals.
Okay.
That was the year.
I think it was the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals.
They had Maglio Ordóñez with that gorgeous flowing locks.
Yes, and Victor Martinez. Dude, that was a hell of a team. But,
that was a great team. I think Pudge may have still been the catcher, too, at one point early on.
I think Miggy has he was batting cleanup. Again. They beat the Yankees. That was like one of the biggest upsets. Yeah.
That's right. I think he is not underrated. I think he gets into the Hall of Fame, no doubt about it. I think, don't forget, he played two positions. He started to third base and he transitioned over to first base.
And then, dude, he's a legend. I hate when they don't hit it at home, though. But props to the Blue Jays fans. They were amazing. It was standing up. But, like, you feel bad for those Tiger fans that were there. They just keep, come on, and then. Does it in Toronto of all places.
Yeah, of all places. And it just sucks too, because, you know, I mean, I think he's one of those legends that he left Florida when Florida had the fire sale. It wasn't his fault he left the Marlins. Ended up in Detroit, had a couple of good teams. And then you look at those Detroit teams every superstar has left those teams except him. He's been except the only one to stay. And it's like, you feel bad for the guy because it's like he had all this talent and then he is the only talent.
Pretty much.
It sucks when that happens, but you know what? That's sometimes part of the business, man.
Yeah, we could stop talking about Tigers, huh? But congrats to Miggy. Congrats to Miggy, bro. Should we is that too much baseball talk? It's kind of a bad slate, at least UCLA's, but we got college football this weekend, bro. Week one.
We do. What is UCLA versus Hawaii?
Oh, dude, you got, if they're favored by 18, they're gonna win by 3 touchdowns. But you gotta lock that in, right?
Here's what worries me. because I look at these schedules. Is UCLA looking past Hawaii? Because they got LSU the very next weekend. So that could be a trap.
There's my guy. There you go. They got LSU after. 18
points could be a trap. Hawaii's a lot. LSU the very next Saturday at home. And here's the crazy thing, because I've already been looking at this. They'll beat Hawaii. UCLA beats Hawaii. Don't know if they cover. Right now, UCLA opened as a 4-point underdog at home against LSU. It is down to 3.5 last I saw.
That's been circled.
That is going to be my lock. I am taking UCLA, getting the points at home against an LSU who the quarterback, I think, might have come off the cheer squad. Yeah. I don't even know who the quarterback is of LSU. I think it was one of the yell leaders on the sideline that they just got to play quarterback. I'm taking UCLA with the points. It's 2 weeks away. Lock it in now.
My lock, damn, I didn't even realize it was the week after. My lock is Hawaii then. That's a look ahead game.
They're getting 18?
Oh, that's a look ahead game. Dude, you're so right. Dude, they've been known the schedule for how long? Like a year now. They know. Did they circle out? Oh man,
it's a look ahead game. Those games always worry me when you got a big game.
Hawaii is a lot.
The following week, UCLA is looking ahead to LSU. That's what I'm saying.
I like it, man. Good thing. There's like a 9 a.m. game, Big Ten.
Let's see.
Who is it, man?
Not in this week. This the following week. The big game is Wisconsin Penn State.
Oh, I know, but this week, I know. Like I told you, this week it's not really great games. It's Nebraska, Illinois, UConn, Fresno, but at least they got UCLA playing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it could be. Actually, I'll tell you the best game of this kind of like semi opening week is going to be Thursday night, and this is what I do is I find these games, dude. Thursday night, Boise State at Central Florida.
That's a good one.
That's a game. If both these teams go undefeated and one of them has a loss, that's the game to watch. Thursday night, September 2nd, Boise State at
Central Florida. I love it. What a game. And now
I got tingles, bro. I'm getting
dude, so we're hyped back. For college football. We are back, bro. I'm pumped too. Already. Little besides the games, what's this alliance now? I heard it's kind of non-news, but what the big the Pac-12 is going to combine with who?
It's changed. Originally it was supposed to be the ACC and the Big 12, but now I heard the Big 10 is getting involved somehow.
But it won't happen until 2025, right? This is kind of
correct.
And there's nothing's been signed. It's just kind of, I don't know, man.
It's still kind of weird. I think we need to watch and see how it's going to be. There's going to be TV rights. There's going to be broadcasting. There's going to be all this other crap to be involved. It's going to be interesting. Personally, I don't like it. But
hopefully it leads to – we got to get an 8-team or 12-team playoff soon. Hopefully it leads to all that, right?
I think that's coming. That's going to come. I think we're going to have an 8-team playoff before we know it.
We need it.
It's going to happen. Because, dude, especially after this COVID year, you know the NCAA is like, how can we make more money? Oh, add 4 more playoff games. Yeah. Like, you know the NCAA. Dude.
And I think this still helps out Notre Dame for you, right? They said the best thing for Notre Dame is that – because they – what are they in now? Still on their own, right?
They're technically part of the ACC, so they have to play X amount of ACC games every single year. I want to say it's like 6 or 7. Don't quote me. I could be wrong. They have to play like 6 or 7 ACC games every year. That's why they open up with Sunday night, day before Labor Day, Sunday night, Notre Dame at Florida State. It's the only game of the day.
Okay. All right. How's your team supposed to look this year? You love Notre Dame. They're ranked top 10, right?
They're number nine right now. I think time will tell because Book is gone. The quarterback's gone. Yeah. They got a new quarterback. I haven't heard much about him, which kind of worries me because there hasn't been any hype. Could be a good thing. Could be a bad thing. Maybe, you know, without the hype, all of a sudden he's going to be a superstar. But I don't know. We'll see.
Tell me they have another solid receiver because I always love Notre Dame's receivers. What they have, Claypool, they have Fowler, they had
the Shark, Samardzija.
Yeah, who I know. So who do they got this year? Come on. I think is it still the same guy from last year? That guy was a beast, but did he go to the NFL?
He's still there. I want to say he was only a freshman or a sophomore. I'm pretty sure he's still there. I can't think of his name right now. But they also they've always put tight ends. They've always had crazy, insane tight ends.
Yep. They're gonna be good.
They'll be there, but you know what, dude? At the end of the day, I think it's you're going to see Bama, you're going to see Clemson, well, and you're going to see Ohio State.
I know. That's all. And then Georgia will come in. And UNC is supposed to be good because the QB, right? Is it still returning QB?
UNC is going to be solid. I think they're returning a lot of guys at UNC, actually. Let's see.
I mean, we'll get into more of our locks next week when it's a full slate, dude, right?
Well, Oh, yeah.
Make them official. I'm locking in Hawaii, and you're locking in UCLA the next week. I like both those picks.
Exactly. I'm taking UCLA, getting the points at home against an LSU.
And I like to look ahead. Hawaii's going to catch UCLA in a great spot.
I agree. I can see it.
Since we're on the football topic, let's do some quick hits on NFL. I know we're still 2 weeks out. I guess the main thing that's been going on is the QB situations. So Dalton is starting week one. What do you think of that? It's good. I think it's kind of a decent move because I think Fields will come in maybe week four, or week five.
I was going to say five or six. So
or whatever.
Let's both agree on five. Fields will be in there.
You can't put Fields against Donald week one, dude.
Nah. And I think the smart move is Dalton right now. Dalton and I was actually watching some of their preseason. Dalton is like on the field on the sideline laughing with him, joking with them.
Oh yeah,
I think he's actually trying to mentor him. I think Dalton knows his role is to get this kid ready.
Yeah,
and I think Dalton understands that. I think Dalton is the starter for the first month, and then I think it's Fields from there.
It's Fields, and I feel bad because the fans are already want Fields. I mean, I get it.
Okay, what's up with this New England one though? Tell me about the New England one. Cam is there was a mix up in his COVID test.
So that just shows he's not because he's unvaccinated, right? So if you go get a test somewhere else, you have to leave for 5 days.
That's such rules. Such a Cam move.
Well, I don't care that he's on back. I mean, I don't care about that part, but
I don't care either. But I'm just saying, like, of course, this would happen when you're when you're competing for the quarterback job, and you go. It's always a story with him. There's always something going on.
Yeah, I'm really not sure what the story was. Just something happened. All of a sudden, he's out for 5 days. Yeah, I still think he'll start, don't you?
It's either a COVID thing or it's a stupid hat in a post game interview thing. It's always a Cam thing.
I still think he'll be the starter, don't you?
I think he will, because Belichick is not going to start a rookie. I just don't see it. But I do think, again, another one. Very, very short leash.
So is Dalton. So is – who else is the QB? What's the other QB on?
Okay, really quick, though, in New England, the Boston fans are unforgiving.
Yeah.
Do you think they really want Cam? They're going to boo him if he doesn't perform in the first couple
of
games.
Boston fans are the worst. Yeah, I agree.
Boston fans are not going to – he's on a short leash with the Boston fans, if that leash even still exists.
Yeah. I mean, last year he was playing all right at the beginning, right, just rushing it in, but his shoulder was messed up. I think they'll give him another year, and then we'll see. He looked good in preseason, but then again, the 0-16 Lions went 4-0 in preseason, so – I know so many shows, people are like overreacting. Do you see Jameis last night? I do love Jameis, and I hope he's the start. That's another QB conversation. I still think you got to start Jameis and then bring in Taysom every now, like they do with Breeze, don't you think?
I think so too, but that's an even weirder one because I feel like both those guys, I'm not expecting anything great from either one of those guys, to be honest. I'm not expecting greatness from either Saints.
Because Jameis is obviously super talented and he'll throw you 30 touchdowns, but he's also going to give up 30 25 interceptions.
Picks. Yeah.
I know.
That's the thing.
So it's like, And then I think they got to have him the day one starter, then just do Taysom Pack. Dude, if you're paying Taysom Hill that much, dude,
how much they pay? Eventually, you got to put him in the field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What about San Fran?
Oh, that's there's so many. Oh, man.
San Fran.
I think they might do the Dalton thing, right? With Jimmy Garoppolo.
Starts
short leash. And then I think all these rookies will come in. I don't know, dude.
Because the thing about the San Fran thing is that I think San Fran actually has a legitimate shot
in at
the
Super Bowl or at a Super Bowl too. So I think you get the guy that's got you there. I don't know,
if
man. Things,
if the wheels start to come off, then you go Trey Lance.
Change. I mean, yeah,
that's. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting, and that's the thing. We still got like three more weeks. We still got three more weeks of this, dude. And it's.
I know. I try not to overreact to preseason just because it's like so many starters are out and this and that. Yep. And I know people are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Speaking of starters out, dude, I feel terrible for Travis Etienne, dude. Oh, I you know what makes me feel even worse is that I drafted him this past weekend on one of my fantasy teams.
Late round flyer. He is a late round flyer.
Auction league, and I'm pretty sure I paid like $17 for him.
Dude, and being on the jab subject, dude. Okay, so we're talking about two of the greatest winners of all time, right? Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence. It's just funny seeing their faces last night because you know they're going to – what's Trevor Lawrence in his career? 36-2, like with high school – no, college career? He's going to lose three games in the first month. And how's he going to react to losing? He doesn't know what losing is.
Is he though? What's their schedule? Let me pull up their schedule quick. You don't think there's a winnable game for them in the beginning?
I don't know, man. Just that line looked bad. But then again, don't overreact to preseason. But it didn't look great. And Urban Meyer's what? Won 85% of his games in his career. He already looks stressed out.
Don't forget, coming from college to NFL is a completely different beast.
I agree.
I mean? I don't know. Is Urban Meyer going to be able to hang in the NFL?
That Barstool thing was so funny. They showed Trevor Lawrence just like looking at the scoreboard, just like, I should have stayed at Clemson.
God, where did my life go wrong? It's at that moment he realized he fucked up. Okay, let's see. They're at Texans week one. They got Broncos week two, and they got Cardinals week three. I don't know. You think anyone of those Cardinals? They're not beating the Cardinals. Yeah. I don't think. Texans. Is Deshaun playing? What's up? What's happening in Houston?
I don't think he's playing. Do you?
If he plays, I'd be shocked. If he plays, I am shocked. And if he plays, Bauer needs to be playing for the Dodgers the next day. That's my opinion. But
we don't have to go there. But I kind of agree with you.
Broncos. I think the Broncos is a winnable game.
That's another QB. Is it Teddy or Drew?
Say, who's going to start there?
Oh, my dude.
Locke or Bridgewater?
Teddy's definitely proven more than Locke. Oh, man.
Let's see. Broncos, they got Cortland Sutton back.
They got a great dude. They're receiving Judy.
Who's their running back? Who do they got running the ball?
They still got Phillip. Was that Phillips, dude? Or
no, he's gone. He's in Houston now.
Is he really?
He's in Houston with David Johnson, and they're fighting for the number one spot.
Oh, okay.
I think Melvin Gordon is still in.
Denver, if I'm
not mistaken.
But that receiving corps is Judy, Sutton, and the guy from Penn State that was really good. Hamler. Not Denny Hamlin.
Hamler. I don't know, dude. Jacksonville could beat Denver. I
we'll see. I'm just saying. Just have them get used to losing where they have never been used to. So
yeah, I'll give you that. They're gonna finish under 500. That I'm saying. But
I'm sure it's definitely college stars go through this. They win their whole career, then go to.
Unless your name is Josh Allen.
Hey, your boy got paid. I think we talked about that co-pocket. Yep. He got paid. Hey, Trubisky looked good, man.
He did.
He's a solid backup.
Did you see? They do that. Speaking of Trubisky, I saw that whole entire Barstool thing about him too, where he busted out the Nickelodeon Award.
Oh yeah, MVP, dude. Yeah,
hilarious.
How about Zach Wilson? This is all still preseason hype, but he looks all right.
I mean, that's the thing, preseason hype. The other day, Flacco for the Eagles threw a bomb, and he looks like Flacco from 10 years ago.
I know, we're not giving out hot takes. Everyone see it. It's just all preseason. Who knows?
Hey, but football's football right now, I guess, you know?
Football's football, and I'm pumped, dude. I can't wait for our – oh, man, I can't wait to give out locks and do all that. Right now, we're just talking –
I gotta admit, Natalie always says to me whenever I complain about like the beer not being cold enough, she always says, "Hey, warm beer is better than no beer." So I'm gonna say, preseason is better than no football. So
true. Because look at it, we're just giving out hot takes of what quarterbacks gonna start against vanilla defenses,
third string defenses.
Yeah. Oh shit, man, it's too funny. I'm just too pumped for this.
I like it.
Is there anything else where? Any other sporting events, dude?
I think we're good. This was episode 19. We got a big episode 20 coming up next. 20.
That would be, oh man, we'll recap. I mean, we could do it. We could do probably another one this week, later this week, or recap that.
Well, I mean, I'm calling it. Dodgers will be in first place by our next episode. How about that?
I love it. So that means we're going to be doing it next week because freaking Giants keep winning those fucking bastards. Oh,
dude, they're going to lose. They're going to lose. Don't worry. They're going to lose. We're fine. We're going to win the West. We got, what is it? We got 5 college football games this coming Saturday, so we can preview that. You're already on Hawaii. What do we got in these other ones? UTEP versus New Mexico State. Let's see. All right. We're going to preview these games next episode.
Well, congrats to AC Milan winning their first game, bro.
I didn't like the way they looked. I didn't like the way they looked.
I didn't watch it. Their lineup, they didn't bring out any of the guys yet, so that's fine. You still won.
Yeah, it was a sloppy victory, but I'll take it. A win's a win. Sloppy victory, but we'll take it. Still better than Juventus. They drew their game. Ronaldo came in off the bench. What? Got his goal taken away from VAR. They're saying his days are numbered in Juventus. He's going to go somewhere else. They're talking Man City today from what I heard.
I saw that, dude. I kept getting
rumors of him to Man City. the other crazy thing is, what was it? Real Madrid put a bid in for Mbappe from PSG.
And they declined it, right?
160 million euros. They declined it instantly. I don't even think they opened the email probably. They just hit reject instantly. They did not accept it. And the other crazy stat was I saw, dude, Messi's new contract.
What is it?
Messi is making €1 a second in his new contract.
Oh, gosh.
€1 a second.
And when's his first game?
They're probably going to hold him off. I don't see him playing this coming week for PSG. That's a good question. I don't know when his first game is going to be. If he plays this coming week, it'd be pretty cool. I don't know. I think he's still trying to get used to the system. Clearly, he's spoken Spanish his whole entire life. Doesn't speak a word of French, so maybe I don't know. But
soccer is in full effect right now, dude. I was watching all the freaking games, man.
Yeah, 8:29. So PSG plays this coming week against Stade Rennes.
I like seeing Lukaku on Chelsea. That was cool. Man City lost to Tottenham, right?
Yeah,
but
that's why they want to go get Ronaldo. Man City, I don't think I said this. Man City ran away with the English League last year. I'm taking Chelsea to win the English League this year. I think Man City's in trouble. I think they're trying to basically repeat with the same exact blueprint, and you can't do that. It's like the NFL trying to win back-to-back Super Bowls.
Whereas other teams are getting better, right? That's why they're trying
exactly. So I think Man City needs to make a move, and if they get Ronaldo, then maybe they're back in the game. But I think Chelsea is the team right now in England.
Yeah, and then a shout out, little tennis talk. Shout out to our dude Nadal. Is the end of the run? End of the run for Federer and Nadal. They're both
Nadal out of U.S. I know,
and Federer. I mean, a hell of a run for both of them, both legends. But now Djokovic is just laughing. Now he's just gonna pass all.
Yeah. Djokovic is gonna have the most Grand Slams. He's gonna get it, I think, by default. But you know what? You gotta give him credit, man. You know what?
I know.
The stat sheet doesn't say the other guy's backed out. You know, the stat sheet doesn't say that.
Oh man.
But
episode 20 is a big one, dude. We're gonna make it to 20. We'll probably have a special guest, right?
Of course, we got some guests lined up. We'll have a guest.
We'll have a guest. That's a big teaser right there, right? We'll have a guest. We don't know who, but it could be a big one.
I think our producer's lining somebody up. Our producer's been on the phone working hours. He's putting his blood, sweat, and tears behind the
episode
camera.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a guest.
All right, brother.
All right, man.
All right, go Dodgers. Hey, fuck the Padres and the Giants. Let's go.
Dodgers winning the West.
Let's go, baby.